John was being critical about my how I sounded on my audio booze. Said I sounded like a boogeyman, that I was monophonic or whatever, monotone, whatever you want to call it. But that didn't concern me. You know, he can be critical of me all day long. I don't care. But what I'm really concerned about is he did not know who Willard Wiseman is. So, John, this is for you. Willard Wiseman is a good poetry man. Here he is.
This here's a man that pretty well known around Rainbow Valley. He's been on the radio a couple times, and just 2 weeks ago, I believe it was, she's over at the Lions Club. He reads good. Everybody thinks he does, and he's a poetry man. And he's gonna do a poem for you. What you gonna, this here is Willard Wiseman. What you gonna do for us here, Willard?
The village blacksmith.
The blacksmith, all right.
The village blacksmith by Henry Wadsworth Longfellow. Under the spreading chestnut tree, the village smithy stands. The smith, a mighty man, is he, with large and slimy hands, and the muscles of his brawny arms are strong as iron bands. His hair is crisp and black and long, and looks the whole world. I've lost my place.
All right, John. That was Willard Wiseman.